Yes, we believe we will impact. We are.
I believe a cabal of secret societies has controlled the world for 200 plus years, and we get to be alive at a time to see it fall. I believe in the power of one person working as a team with other Christian patriots could have massive impact in reversing this ungodly culture. I believe that we have an omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent God that has put his hand on this moment in time to deny the timeline of the enemy and is about to heal our land. This is Rick, your host. And I believe that God has called me to empower Christian patriots with truth. Join us now for the Bless the Teach Show, and let's see what God is doing today. Hello, here we are on Monday. Hope you guys had a great weekend, and boy, do we have news packed today. Monday, August 15th, 2022. We had Ben Carson live, and he just had to cancel like 10 minutes ago. Will we be rescheduling him for another time? But it was just a pleasure to have Ben respect the show enough to come on. So we will get him back on soon. But we had a great show lined up and had already prepared what we're going to talk about, etc. So we will get that here soon. And just FYI, I want to make sure that I get this back onto this there. So, but we have a lot to talk about with the Julie Green prophetic word, which I got almost completely decoded. And then also we will be digging into the Mar-a-Lago raid and other news. And those of you who have backstage pass, come on backstage. We'll be talking about some other things on our hearts that's pretty urgent as far as the direction of this ministry. This Blessed Teach backstage ministry has been called to big things. In fact, it's clear he's given us the gifts of the Spirit that we talk about in Corinthians. And two that we've asked for specifically that he's acting on is the gift of miracles and the gift of healing. And so that's something that's been on my heart for years. And it is happening backstage, especially during praise and prayer. So we'll be doing that tonight as well as we talk about some of these deep subjects and get into praise and prayer backstage. So we might start that a little bit early. I know I have to think through this now that we started this 15 minutes earlier. I'll probably just do 15 minutes longer show and go live with praise and prayer as scheduled, the more I think about it. And then tomorrow night we might dig into these deeper issues. So join us backstage. By the way, it's a ministry I believe many of you are being called to. If you want to be part of something that's taking down this child trafficking, taking down the evil that's happening underground, being a part of a ministry that literally are giving all these gifts, what we call the nine squared ministry, all nine gifts of the gifts of the Spirit, not just miracles and healing, but all of them, and all the nine fruits of the Spirit as well that are, you know, even be working. So let me know, see if Rumble started working here. Refreshing Rumble. Let's see if we're at least live on Rumble. Good, we're live on Rumble with some people watching right now. So thank you for being here live. It looks like the restream did not work on Facebook, unfortunately, based on the fact I was 15 minutes late here or 17 minutes late or so. But cool. So we have the recording going on Rumble. We'll load it up to Facebook tomorrow. Hey, with that, let's dig into some of this fun stuff that we are going to be looking at. I might change my back screen to just be the crosses here so that it doesn't look have Ben Carson up there the whole time since he's not coming. So let me get that showing as we change the show on the fly. Good news, there's lots of news to cover. All right, let's dig into this. Here we are on that's a decode I was doing for Julie. Here it is. Jim Jordan says 14 FBI whistleblowers have come forward. Now, this is interesting. This is FBI whistleblowers. Now, we've heard about whistleblowers from Dave Scarlett, from a lot of people, and from actual Julie Green's words, from other prophetic words. But now it's actually happening. And what was it? It was the raid that caused a lot of this to happen, I believe. So this is interesting. More than a dozen FBI whistleblowers have come forward. And this is let's see if he can get this on video a little bit. It's a minute 37 clip. We'll see if that works. Now it's just going to sit there and do the little. More than a dozen FBI whistleblowers have come forward to Republican investigators in Congress, according to the Representative Jim Jordan. The congressman, who is the ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee, told Fox News host Trey Gowdy the number has risen to 14 after the FBI raid at Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. During a conversation about the alleged politicization of the Justice Department, along with the former Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, Jordan made the case that the public has figured it out when it comes to what he characterizes as the left generating a lie, the big media reporting the lie, big tech amplifying the lie, and then both piling on Republicans when they catch on and say something. He said that there are agents in the Bureau who have realized the same. Now, here's a little bit of that clip. Let's see if we get that without a commercial. That minute and 39 second clip I'm trying to air. Looks like that's not going to go out real well either. It's just stuck. 14 FBI agents have come to our office, this is a quote, as whistleblowers, and they are good people, Jordan said. There's a lot of people in FBI. It's the top that is the problem. Some of these good agents are coming to us telling us what is baloney, what is going on. The political nature now of the Justice Department. God bless them for doing it. Talking about the school board issue, about a whole host of issues. This would appear to be quite a bump from a little more than 2 months ago when Jordan told Fox News host Laura Ingraham that is total six FBI agents have approached the committee who related to a controversy surrounding a school board's memo and four related to January 6th. At the time in early June, Jordan sent a letter to the FBI director, Christopher Wray, warning that multiple former FBI officials were coming forward with information suggesting the Bureau was purging employees with conservative viewpoints. On the Senate side, Senate Chuck Grassley has disclosed his team received whistleblower disclosures, including disclosures related to the federal investigation into Hunter Biden. So look at that, 14 of these puppies coming in. That is exciting when you really look at that, that this is really coming down, right? It's becoming a well-worn trail of agents who say, this has got to stop, and thank goodness for them, Jordan said on Sunday. He's also expressed the view that voters will vote in a Republican majority in Congress, allowing the GOP more power to carry out a bevy of investigations. Woo! That is exciting, and a lot of this is instigated because or accelerated because of the Mar-a-Lago raid that we've all been talking about here lately. Here's Daily Wire saying, in first interview since raid, Trump warns the temperature has to be brought down or terrible things are going to happen. So this is the deep state, the cabal, the globalist, right, trying to get us into a war. They cannot have this election in November. They're going to get slaughtered, and they know it, because we have too many people that are volunteering to be poll watching like they did in Virginia, so they can't cheat as easily. And now they know that they can't do the mules nearly as much, because we're all over the cameras and all over tracking all these mules, right? So now they know they could probably cheat 20-30% before, matching things up, all that type of stuff. Obviously in California and New York, which the True the Vote just exposed here recently, is their voter rolls. They have millions and millions of people that aren't even voters. So California and New York are completely fraudulent elections, way beyond just the machines, because their voter rolls are completely phantom people. And that's been proven now with a logic about how the computers are doing it. And so if you dismiss the True the Vote, the pit, what they did at the pit in Arizona this weekend, it was amazing. And we'll report on that here probably pretty soon as well. I might bring some of that up now that we have a little bit extra time without Ben Carson coming on. So crazy stuff coming on when we look at this. This is Trump saying, really getting into, he is angry about the raid and other attacks against him. People are so angry at what is taking place. He's saying that people are incredibly angry, right? Trump told Fox News, whatever we can do to help, because the temperature has to be brought down in the country. If it isn't, terrible things are going to happen. He's talking about the civil war that they're trying to create here. Trump referenced the years of fake witch hunts and phony Russia schemes and scams, emphasizing that nothing happens to those people who perpetrate that. Nothing happens with them. He adds, and then they break into a president's house, a sneak attack where it's totally, no one ever thought a thing like this would happen. So this is interesting take that he had here on Fox News. Just wanted to kind of give you the highlights of that, because obviously you can go watch that in detail yourself. Trump says FBI took his passports in Mar-a-Lago raid. So in the raid by the FBI of Mar-a-Lago, they stole my 3 passports, one expired, along with everything else. This is an assault on a political appointment at a level never seen before in this country. And here's Trump's actual tweets that talk about that, right? Republicans could win many additional seats, both in the House and the Senate, because of the strong backlash over the raid at Mar-a-Lago. Polls are showing that some lost Republican territory over the last number of weeks has been more than made up with the unannounced break-in by FBI, which should never have happened. So interesting that you know, we already know they went through Melania's underwear in her garments, and I think, I don't know if there was if it was photoshopped or not, but it looks like they caught some video camera footage of that. And then we see now they take his passports. That means the president, you know, in general, of course he's got the military behind him, but you know, couldn't take a trip out of the country, right? So they're trying to do everything to silence him. And their biggest thing I think they're doing to silence him is literally threatening us. Because that's who he loves. He loves we the people. And I believe they're threatening with 30 bombs and all types of terrorist attacks because they've been able to bring those people into the border. And but that's why we need God, guys. We've lost in the natural. They control everything from a perspective of what is controllable. But the Lord went in and wiped them out. And now they've lost all this power. They know it. And so all they have is words left. And so they're threatening Trump. And that was one reason we just need to be praying, because this is a supernatural event has to take place to not have massive destruction of the United States, because that's what they want. They hate us because we stand for liberty. We're the ones, Trump standing in the way of them to us, and we're the ones, we the people, and the Constitution standing in the way of the world peace here. Of true liberty and freedom. That's why the American flag is being held in Taiwan and in France and all over the world as a symbol of liberty and freedom. And they're trying to take that out, obviously. Trump attorney to Newsmax, DOJ against independent review. So obviously the DOJ doesn't want anybody to look at their stuff because they're not independent. They are a Gestapo type organization is what is actually happening. They're opposing a request from former President Donald Trump attorneys to seek an independent special master to review records that were seized from his Mar-a-Lago estate, even though that process would allow it to appear more impartial following the raid. One of the former president's attorneys, Alina Haba, said on Newsmax Monday, in these types of situations, what happens is the attorney handling it will ask that there be an independent special master, which is an attorney that sets appointments to oversee and to make sure everything is done correctly. Abbas said in the Newsmax, Wake Up America, explained that the master would be independent of both Trump's side and that of the DOJ. It's a neutral party. Think of it much like a mediator. They just make sure that it's that the T's are being crossed and the I's are being dotted, and there's no funny business. A decision that will be made, she added, but optically, it's a good idea. I think that you need to look impartial, especially given the negative impact of what has been on the country right now. But they're not going to do that. The DOJ is a criminal captured operation, just like Juan Osabin will talk about, which will, by the way, be there in Dallas here, where I'll be in an event, be an awesome event with a bunch of patriots on the 27th and 28th. It's a Saturday and Sunday. I think Gus is going to be down here with me as well. A lot of my team will be there. So come and visit us at, I'll be doing the opening prayer at the Texas Reckon Fest. I'm going to show you what that is right here. I'm going to go to reckonfest.com. Reckoningfest.com. So look at reckoningfest.com. Come and do this. It's easy to get tickets. Cheap hotels, cheaper tickets to get to the middle of the country here on August 27th and 28th. It's in the Mesquite Convention Center, which is where the rodeos are. Very nice facility. It will hold about 3,500 people. It's going to be full. Get your VIP tickets now. Use the B2T code for 10% off. B2T, my handle, blessed to teach. B, number two, T, as Tom, to get 10% off. Go to reckoningfest.com. Come to Dallas and see us. It's going to be an exciting time. We might have one of the nights we might have an event where we go out to dinner late tonight, late at night together as a B2T or Blessed to Teach family. So come into Dallas, let me know via the neighborhood. Again, the neighborhood is where we all congregate. It's this social media app called B2T Neighborhood. Just search on that in your app store, B2T Neighborhood, or go to b2tneighborhood.com. Chat with me. Let me know you're coming so that we can connect with you at the Reckoning Fest, the Texas Reckoning Fest here in the Dallas, Texas area. Fly into DFW, fly into Love Field, which was Southwest, all those things. We'd love to have you there. It's going to be an awesome event. Tell you what, this goes on and on. I did want to also let you guys know about Operation Tomahawk. The one way we fight this cartel of where they use our money against us is what I call the commodity cartel. This is all these manufacturers that are really roll up to these companies, and then they're sold to obviously the Walmarts and your grocery stores and the Amazons, right? And so like Gerber, who Julie's called out, is gonna be, will put things in the food that's owned by Nestle. If you look at PepsiCo, for instance, they own Frito-Lay, they own Quaker, right? So all these things about Lay's potato chips and Cheetos and Captain Crunch, Jemima is all PepsiCo / Frito-Lay. And these conglomerates are owned by BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street. And what do they support? All George Soros initiatives, all the Planned Parenthood stuff. So if you enjoy going to the grocery store, buying things, and letting the cabal control you with their money, continue to do what you're doing now, right? Or talk to us at tomahawkswitch.com, and we'll show you a company that has 550 products where you can fight the cabal and make sure that there's not poison in the products, they're all natural products, and that you can fight with me and the Patriot Street Fighter. So again, the Patriot Street Fighter has organized an incredible campaign to make sure that we are switching. We're doing the Patriot Switch. So go to tomahawkswitch.com. Tomahawkswitch.com. Make sure you switch. You select Rick B2T Ministries so you get a call from me or my son or a lot of the backstage people that are running this. Again, hit Rick B2T Ministries when it says, how did you hear about us? All right, let's continue to go here. Trump records a negotiator, former president, in bureaucratic battle over classified documents. So this is Kash Patel talking about this. And Kash, I think, was at the Reawaken tour. I know Gus talked to him there. I saw him at CPAC. So it's real. We're looking to get him on the show as well. Will be fun. We got just a packed lineup, by the way. But besides Dr. Thomas Lewis, who's one of the experts in what your blood and how you can do not just blood tests at the level that they do them now, the panel is actually a at the cellular level to where you can see what's happened to your loved ones with the virus or maybe if you think you have some shedding going on, there's cellular level testing you can do. And this is the medical statistician that many other doctors say use this guy. So I've spent time with him and done blood at the cellular level for me. My wife's done it, and it's amazing how we've discovered things that we need to adjust. We got Julie Green coming on the 23rd. We got Gene Ho coming on, Clay Clark, Pastor Dave Scarlett, and then Amanda and Grace as well coming back on with Donna. It's going to be an exciting lineup. Exciting, exciting stuff. Let's see, because Kash Patel is talking about President Trump made me his representative a month ago. And we've been in a bureaucratic battle, he told Fox News on Sunday morning, we found whole sets of documents we got out of the American public about 60%. So they're just trying to declass, right? Which we talked about for the last couple years. And they fight that the deep state swamp fights getting any declass out. Patel, who hosts Cash's Corner for Epic TV, added that Trump made it his mission to declassify and be transparent. In October 2020, he issued a sweeping declassification order for every single Russiagate document and every single former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton document. Patel said whole sets of documents were declassified under his watch. And this is a key fact. President Trump, as the sitting president, is a unilateral authority for declassification, he continued. He can literally stand over a set of documents and say, these are now declassified. And that is done with definitive action immediately. Patel further noted that due to the Department of Justice's latest actions and the FBI's ongoing investigation, Americans will never be allowed to see the Russiagate docs or any other docs that President Trump lawfully declassified, and they will hide it from the public. So that's what's really going on here. They're doing everything to hide what's going on. And what it really comes down to, you got this hiding everything at this level for the Russiagate and everything, and it really comes down to the child trafficking. It really comes down to their worship at the base of this is not only child trafficking, but it is sacrifices to Baal. And it's not just abortion. It is what's happening underneath the earth in tunnels, right? We've reported on that massively 2 years ago. That's coming to the forefront now. That is the whole Pizzagate thing. They've been trying to cover this up, and they know that we are onto them. We see the rhinos in action. We see the rhinos being controlled. We see now the deep state's completely come up, and we see them doing anything they can, unconstitutional or not, to stop declassification. Why? Because the truth of how evil these people are. These are evil Baal worshipers, Satan worshipers, Moloch worshipers that do it with the blood of our own children. And it's really vital that we start getting that we break through what's going on here as fast as possible. I'm going to get into Julie's words here that happened today, this morning. I was not able, based on an incredibly busy day and working and getting prepared for Ben, Dr. Ben Carson, we were not able to, and they had to cancel with an urgent item that came up. It'd be real interesting to hear when he comes on the show what caused the him to have to cancel 10 minutes before going live, or a half hour before I went live, about 40 minutes before he was coming on. But this is the raw data in my Searchy tool. I wasn't able to decode the last part of this. I'll probably just play Julie here. I'm going to read most of this though, where I have it marked with the three stars, so that because this is critical stuff that I believe the Lord is wanting you to know right now, right? And so let's dig into exactly what we're looking at here. For I, the Lord, this day am asking my children, do you think I don't see the atrocities of your adversaries? Do you not think, not only do I see, but I don't hear their words and see what plans they have made and are making against you? Yes, my children, I hear them and I see what they are doing. They are things I let them, your enemies, appear as though they were excelling and exceeding in their plans, or succeeding in their plans. So they would move forward and continue to get caught in every action they are making. My children, do not believe that I am the Most High God. My children, do you not believe that I am the Most High God? Do you not believe that I am the judge over all this earth and justice rests with me? I will avenge you in everything you see. Yes, everything. I will not leave anything or anyone out. I am judging your enemies and avenging you of everything they put you through. I am the God that heals and the God that restores. My children, do not believe that I am the great I am. Or do you believe the words of what I used to be. I am the same God in my written word. I still do those things. I promise you, you can have hope. And you can believe in impossible situations because that is where I am. And I show up every time. I am El Shaddai, the God who nothing is impossible. I showed myself that way to Abraham. I showed that way to the Israelites and the people and many of my people in my word who are caught in a corner against her enemies. And it looked like defeat was inevitable and there was no way out or it was hopeless. And this time the enemy had outsmarted me or appeared as if I didn't care and left my people to suffer at the hands of the taskmasters. It was not true then, it's not true now, and it will never be true. I never let your enemies win when they are defeated. Jesus paid the price with his life. And why would I ever turn from that? Why would I not hold up against your adversaries and honor your Savior's sacrifice? Why would I not honor the price he has paid? I did not forget my covenant with you. So you don't forget how powerful my blood covenant really is. You will stand firm against adversity. You will not be shaken and you will not be moved when you know you have a covenant with the Almighty God and your enemies have nothing more powerful than that. Think upon these questions. I will answer them for you, my children, every single time. I want to back up there a little bit, guys. This is really cool. We'll resume right here. But I just wanted to get back to the power and authority you have in Jesus. And it's by the power of his blood that he shed for us, right? We talk about that quite a bit. And it talks about that blood in here. It talks about, I did not forget my covenant with you, so you don't forget how powerful my blood covenant really is. This New Testament is all about a blood covenant that we have with the Lord God Almighty. Turn off those questions your enemies are using to enslave you in fear. They bring doubt, unbelief, hopelessness, and despair. And you will see yourself as victims instead of victors. Jesus paid for you and your victories. And they are guaranteed. Whether you can see that, feel it, or not, it doesn't change the fact that it's true. Stop believing the lies that you see. That which you see is temporary and has an expiration date and it's time where it's all about to expire. So hold on through this time that I warned you about. Hold on to me and you will not be moved or be in fear, but will be rejoicing because you see the victory on the other side. Yes, this is possible. Press in, my children, now more than ever, and you will see me, the Lord of hosts, destroy your enemies before the world. Whew. And it's been real clear. He's been telling us to use the authority in Christ to call down this cabal, call down the human trafficking, call down all these different globalists that are trying to destroy America. Devastating consequences you will hear in your news. Some of your enemies are about to wish they never went forward with the plans against me. These next moves will be their last, saith the Lord of hosts. A disaster is about to strike this nation, it will appear like. Remember, my children, who always wins. Remember that I see all and I know all and I have an answer in a way of escape. I haven't left you to fall under the hands of your enemies. No, they will not succeed. They will not conquer and defeat. You watch me move and watch me at work. I never fail, saith the Lord. So we can have massive confidence in exactly what the Lord God Almighty is doing. My children, do not be moved by your enemies' actions. They will not stay where they are. Do not fear their laws they pass. They will soon be nothing. They will not stay. No. My hand is moving against them, even when you don't see or understand yet. Does that change the facts? Do you really believe that I am not moving at all? Look to my word, my children, and my people never saw what I was going to do next. So don't look to the world for answers. Look into my word, and it will give you peace, saith the Lord. Woo! You gotta love how powerful this is here. To the enemies of Almighty God, your time is running out. No matter who you are, if you are against me, my judgment will surely rain down on you. And judgment is about to hit you in ways you never imagined. This is not your nation. You cannot have the United States. You cannot have my Israel. No, you cannot have the nations or this world. It's mine. And I'm about to show the world that this is true, saith the Lord of hosts. Very big theme right now. The Lord God Almighty is going to save the United States and Israel. And those that are against Israel, just like the Bible says clearly, are the enemies of God. And those that are trying to destroy America are trying to do that because America's protected Israel. We're going to see Iran's going to get caught in trying to destroy Israel, and they're going to really pay for it. Just saw another prophetic word from somebody else. I'm thinking about doing a lot of analysis and putting up on the Searchy platform for everybody that's backstage. You get that as part of the backstage pass, is to be able to search all these words, right, and see what the prophets are saying about different subjects. But they clearly showed that even after Trump comes back in office, and we're looking forward here, and Russia is going to try to attack Israel as they're forced to pull out of the Ukraine. And so this is future stuff, right? So, that talks about when Israel's going to be attacked from the north and the east, right? So the bear's gonna right now it might be doing great against the cabal, but later it's going to literally be stupid and come against Israel with attack, and the Lord's going to protect it. So it's really exciting things as you start studying the prophetic words, and that's part of this. That's part of standing on the kingdom that can't be shaken. The word of God, make sure you're studying that. Make sure you're praising him, praise and worshiping him. Then you got the presence of God, and that's when you can do intercessory prayer and all those gifts that I talked about of healing and miracles, everything start to come to happen. That's one reason why I believe you should join the backstage. If you're a Christian patriot, you should be in the backstage ministry. That is where we are at battle spiritually and making progress. Literally. So we're holding that kingdom that can't be shaken by. We're in the word. We're praising on Mondays tonight, Thursdays and Fridays with praise and prayer. And then we are listening to the prophets and studying the prophets like we are right now. A string of sting operations are underway. Your enemies never expected and will never see this coming, saith the Lord. Woo! And I know part of that sting operation is going to be what I called the great election sting for tons of episodes right after the election that I was hoping was going to be happening in a few months. It looks like it's going to take 20 months or so, but this great election sting is going to happen. And tell you what, that's where I'll be in Missouri next weekend with Mike Lindell, where he's downloading a bunch of others on all 50 states where they're showing massive, massive evidence fraud. And they're giving it to the sheriffs and other people that can do something about it. Now we have a groundswell of finally people waking up to this massive election fraud and now standing up to do something about it. And there's going to be decertifications. If you just search decertifications on the Searchy platform backstage, you're going to see a ton of it from multiple prophetic words. My vengeance, the world is about to see firsthand. Your enemies cannot only go so far, and they are about to cross a line they did not want to cross. That line is for their destruction and their defeat. It's almost over, my children. Do not be moved by what the news is saying. This will distract you from the truth. My will is being done right now, even though you can't see it, saith the Lord. It's one of the reasons why it's so important to not spend a ton of time in what Amanda Grace called junk intel, or what the Lord told her, stay away from junk intel. So if you're following all these sites that are trying to tell you who's dead and who's not and who's in prison and who's at Gitmo and who's in New Zealand in the ice caves, that's as bad as the news. So instead of spending time in the Word of God, instead of spending time worshiping him, instead of spending time understanding what the prophets are saying. That is not drunk intel. That's the kingdom. That's a spiritual war we're in. That's what this ministry is doing, is fighting that spiritual war against these wicked entities. Here is Iran, something about Iran here. Iran is about to come up shouting and threatening my nation, the United States and Israel, with their power and their weapons. They are at a point of weakness, Iran thinks. But Iran can't see what is hiding, and they will never see it coming. Iran's failure is about to be seen. It doesn't matter what it looks like right now, my children. Do not fear. All they have are words. Iran is about to fall big time. And they will never recover from this fall, saith the Lord. So Ayatollah is going to be falling big time. That is an interesting part of this. I want to make sure I got the stars on here. For when I pull this backstage, there's also, I pull all these words backstage most of the time on the day it happens. A little behind today with everything that's going on. A lion will be in the news. Remember, my children, who I am. I am the lion of the tribe of Judah. I am always on the prowl, and your enemies are about to hear me roar. That will stop them in their tracks, saith the Lord of hosts. Woo! The Lion of Judah. We're studying that. Those of you who are following me, I'm studying, going through the book of Genesis now. I went through most of the book of Exodus, the key parts of it, up to where they crossed the Red Sea. And now we're going through Genesis, and we're seeing what were these 12 tribes of Israel, and why does God say, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? So we're studying Isaac and Jacob right now, and we're on Jacob. We'll see that, in fact, I might be getting into that today, where we get into the Genesis 30, I think it is, it's 29 or 30, where it talks about Judah being born, right? It's like this, the seventh child of, it's not the firstborn, right? But that is the tribe of Judah. And this was where Leah, no, we talked about it in 28, I think. Where Judah was, where Leah goes, she praises the Lord. And that's the line. So the tribe of Judah is obviously where David came from and the kings came from. And then all of a sudden, boom, our Jesus Christ and the risen Christ coming through the tribe of Judah. And he is the Lion of Judah. An eagle will be in your news to show you that the eagle is soaring. And it's about to rise to a place your enemies never thought was possible. Again, they thought they finally killed my eagle, but they can't. My blessing is on you. Don't look at the sins of the past. That was the infiltrators of this nation. And remember, my children, if you pray, I will hear you and heal your land. The eagle's about to soar to new heights where your enemies can't be. I've heard your cries, and I am turning the captivity and freeing your lands. I will not fail, and I will not leave you under the hands that hold you now. Your deliverer is here, now saith the Lord of hosts. So this is important, guys. This is talks about don't look at the sins of the past that was the infiltrators of the nation. And remember, my children, if you pray, this is part of Chronicles 7:14, I believe it is, right? 2 Chronicles 7:14. But what you see here is you see, I will pray and will heal your land. This is turning from your sin. This is seeking the Lord, right? This is turning from our wickedness. This is and praying to the God and repenting of our sins. All those type of things, and he'll heal our land. He's promising it here again and letting us know that in Julie's word. And then this is the last paragraph, which I didn't get through decoding, so we'll just listen to Julie read that, this last paragraph.
Sins of the past, that was the infiltrators of this nation. And remember, my children, if you pray, I will hear you and heal your land. The eagle is about to soar to new heights where your enemies can't be.
Here it is.
I've heard your cries, and I am turning the captivity and freeing your lands. I will not fail, and I will not leave you under the hands that hold you now. Your deliverer is here now, saith the Lord of hosts. Distractions will be great in this hour to take your eyes off of...
Finally, I'm there. I read all that to you. Now we're on this distractions, this last paragraph. Let's return here. I'm going to come back to this distractions here. Right before here, that will bring her right in the spot.
Deliverer is here now, saith the Lord.
This is the last paragraph.
Of hosts. Distractions will be great in this hour to take your eyes off of what is really going on. Do not pay attention to your enemy's next moves. They will fail. Don't let your enemies deceive you. If they can't deceive you, they cannot destroy you. Remember whose side you are on and whose blood was shed for you. I am here, and your enemies will always lose. Your days of victory are at hand. You can get your hopes up that I am moving, and the things you see will not be forever. The time of change is here. The tide is turned. And my children, you will always be more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. He has won. So receive what he has done, saith the Lord, your Redeemer.
All right, guys, and then you'll be able to find that whole and plus her description of everything in her 37-minute video again on Rumble, Julie Green Ministries. Your enemy's time is about to expire. I'd recommend that you listen to her each morning, right? And you'll get commentary on what I'm thinking about it on the show most days, and what you see at the end. She talked there about distractions, and so if you're saved by the blood of Christ, she said that, right? She talked about blood here as well. She talked about blood all throughout here, the power of His blood, that we have authority, and this with this authority we can call down what's going on out there. And you need to use that personal authority if you really want help doing that with a group of other believers. Join the Backstage Ministry. That is where God is doing amazing things with miracles and healings. But most importantly, we are calling down this cabal, very specifically, especially the cabal that's hiding all these layers of things to the foundation of the children, the foundation of the sacrifices they're doing to Moloch, to Baal, and to Satan, right? That is where this battle is. If you want to be fighting that battle, you want to be responsible for bringing that down and ended, then come and join us. And the Backstage Ministry. Just go to blessedteach.com, blessed with the number 2teach.com, and then hit Backstage. Pretty amazing stuff, guys. A couple other things I wanted to get into. Home builders see housing recession as sentiment plunges to fresh two-year low. So as the Biden administration continues to just do America last everywhere, it's important that we dig into understanding how we can protect ourselves. And that's why we did partner with Kirk Elliott. So guys, this is not a time to mess around. You've seen all the prophetic words of Julie talking about the stock market's going to crash, gold, silver's going to soar, and you've heard Bo Polney talk about this. But if you really want advice that's personal to you, go to kirkelliottphd.com/b2t. That's kirkelliott, LLT, phd.com/b2t. You can also just call him up. This is where you'll see a personal message from me, a form to fill out, where you get that personal free consultation. Just make sure that you're protecting your assets and you're participating in the great wealth transfer. Again, that's 720-605-3900. That's his phone number. Just say Rick sent you. 720-605-3900. Get a free consultation from Kirk Elliott. Understand how to protect your assets that you have now. We have here, convicted child rapist guzzles poison as the verdict is read in the Texas court. So this whole thing about child sacrifice, child trafficking, and what these evil people are doing. Some of them, it's only the people that are being caught out front that are, but which the real evil is going underground, right? We're going to be talking about that quite a bit over the next months to make sure everybody understands what is going on underground that we need. That this is going to be the great uniter, I believe, when people really figure that out. Hey, when we have Ben come on, we're going to be talking about his American Cornerstone Institute. Ben Carson's doing a great job here. He was going to retire after 2020. Now he realized that the country's in such trouble. He helped create this American Cornerstone Institute that has a great mission statement you'll see here. So again, you can go to America AmericanCornerstone.org. It's AmericanCornerstone.org. We'll talk a lot about that more when we bring him on. He also has a really trying to fight all the CRT and all the indoctrination of our children. He has a site called LittlePatriotsLearning.com. That's LittlePatriotsLearning.com, where he's doing LittlePatriotsLearning.com. And you'll see he's got books out and all kinds of things that are really designed to tell the truth to our kids versus indoctrination of them. All right, they have a new one that's really cute. That is this book here that I think is their latest children's book that came out that was red, white, and blue. And then up at the top here, I don't know what's blown up, Our Flag Matters to Me and You, right? It talks about the American flag and the truth about it versus all the lies that the left's trying to tell about all these things. So, hey, with that, I'm going to get into the biblical teaching right now as we continue to on our series in Genesis. And this is important, guys, because this is the 12 tribes of Israel. This is where this comes from, right? And understanding all these evil nations that God took the lands away from to give it to the 12 tribes because of things like worshiping Moloch and giving child sacrifice to Baal and Moloch, right? Those are the things that we need to be fighting against. So if you just go to Bible.com, by the way, you can read the Bible. You can see all the different versions. There's also Bible Hub. There's Bible Gateway. There's all kinds of things. I enjoy and like the Bible app on my, I think it's YouVersion. That is on my mobile app that you can download. And I'm going to use the ESV version again. That's a word-for-word version that's usually at around the ninth grade level. But it's word-for-word and extremely accurate using the most reliable transcripts that I talk about a lot of times. The transcripts of Not Textus Receptus, which was 1500s in limited manuscripts. It's using the most reliable and older manuscripts that and it actually takes out verses that scribes actually added. So to me, in my opinion, if you really go look into this, it's one of the most reliable Bibles you can get is the ESV, because it's word for word at a lower, very readable, as well as using the latest manuscripts from multiple regions, using the eclectic method or the critical method of textual criticism, which is by far the most accurate, I believe. Those who say that the Textus Receptus is the most reliable, okay, you're talking about 1500s when he had limited, Erasius had limited manuscripts, right? So I talk a lot about that as well. So again, you can use versions as a big emotional thing. I recommend using multiple versions and studying the Word of God. Like you go to Bible.hub, it's just beautiful. But let's read about Jacob, Mary's, Leah, and Rachel. No, I think I went over that Friday night and Friday night praise and prayer. So it is 30 that we're going to get into. So this is where we know, I wanted to just really quickly review this. This is where you have Leah and Rachel, Laban's daughters, right? Rachel was the pretty one. And Leah was the one that had weak eyes, wasn't as pretty. Jacob fell in love with Rachel. Obviously, Jacob is the one who stole the blessing, stole the birthright from Esau. But God had chosen him, right? And so we see the sin of Isaac and Rebekah, and we see an Esau and Jacob. But through all that, God is going to bless the nations through Israel. And he's going to pretty soon change Jacob's name to Israel, and his 12 sons through Leah and Rachel and their two maidservants become the 12 tribes of Israel. So it is really important to understand this and seeing how God is going to continue. He talks about the 12 tribes all the time. We talk about the tribe of Judah. We just talked about earlier in Julie's message. That's the lion in the tribe of Judah, right? And in fact, at the very end of this chapter we studied this Friday night on praise and prayer, we talked about that her, I think her fourth child, therefore she called his name Judah. And Judah sounds like the Hebrew word for praise. And this is why it's very important for God to, and he can tell Leah finally realized, hey, I'm not going to get Jacob to love me. but I am going to praise the Lord anyway, right? And that's why she called Judah his name. And by the way, her third son was Levi. So Leah, even though she was not loved by Jacob like he loved, like he loved his sister, right? The bottom line is that the two most important tribes, arguably, right? Levi being the where the priest came through. And then Judah, where Jesus came through, is obviously the royal, they call it the royal priesthood, right? That came through Judah. So Leah was incredibly blessed. Her descendants became the priest in the 12 tribes of Israel. And obviously her descendant eventually became all the kings, all the royal, and obviously the King of Kings in Jesus Christ, our Savior. So let's go to the next chapter. And this is chapter 30. Rachel saw that she bore Jacob no children. She envied her sister. She said to Jacob, "Give me children or I shall die." So you can tell how important it was in those times, especially that women felt that their entire worth was based upon having children and specifically sons. And Rachel, who was loved by Jacob more than Leah, was barren. And so God was blessing Leah with all these sons. And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel as he said, "Am I in the place of God? Who has withheld from you the fruit of the womb?" And so obviously right there you see at least Jacob understands that it's God who controls the womb. Right? That's very clear through Scripture that much of this is a spiritual reason why women can or cannot have children. It's not just physical. Then she said, "Here's my servant, Bilhah. Go into her so that she may give birth on my behalf, that even I may have children through her." And I know we're a little early, but Kent can come on anytime he'd like. And we'll go right into praise and prayer, guys. This is going to be a beautiful time as we praise and see how God created the 12 tribes of Israel and blessed all nations through her. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Now, this is where, obviously, in her sin and not depending on God and going to God and asking God to open up her womb, he instead gives her maidservant. And this was a practice back then. And so she gave him their servant Bilhah as a wife, and Jacob went into her. And Bilhah conceived and bore Jacob a son. Then Rachel said, "God has judged me and also heard my voice and given me a son. Therefore, he called his name Dan." So this is Rachel's first son, not hers directly, but through her servant Bilhah. Dan sounds like the Hebrew word for judged. Rachel's servant Bilhah conceived again and bore Jacob a second son. And Rachel said, "With mighty wrestlings I have wrestled with my sister and prevailed." So she called his name and this is Naphtali. And this Hebrew word for wrestling. And what's interesting about this is that you can see she's naming them after the battle of almost between how many sons his sister or her has, right? And so just interesting. It just shows you the sin of what was happening here. But God was creating the nation of Israel out of it, which is even more incredible when you really think about it. When Leah saw that she ceased bearing children, she took her servant Zilpah and gave her to Jacob as a wife. So here's this competition. This is why he's going to have 12 sons, because you have the two sisters vying for attention for Jacob, as well as trying to outdo their sister. And it shows you probably why later you see in God's law that it's against God's law to marry two sisters, because just look at the dysfunction that happened here, right? Then Leah's servant Zilpah bore Jacob a son, and Leah's said, "Good fortune has come." So she called his name Gad. So here again, and Gad sounds like the Hebrew word for good fortune. So Leah's kind of not as much talking about Jacob right now. She was worshiping God, but you can see she comes back down to that later, where it comes back to the competition with her sister. Again, but Gad is a tribe of Israel. These are the 12 tribes of Israel being shown to you right in Scripture how it was all created. Leah's servant Zilpah bore Jacob a second son, and Leah said, "Happy am I, for women have called me happy." So she named his name Asher. And so now you have, you know, basically four direct sons coming out of Leah, as well as two out of her maidservant, so six. And then Rebekah only has two from her maidservant, and she's devastated, all right? In the days of wheat harvest, Reuben went and found mandrakes in the field and brought them to his mother Leah. Then Rachel said to Leah, please give me some of your man's mandrakes. Now, mandrakes were thought to be magical or aphrodites or whatever, too. They're mentioned in the Song of Solomon as well. But here you're seeing it's almost like the not faith in God, but thinking that, hey, if I get the son's mandrakes, I will more likely have children, is most likely what most commentators would believe, that why Rachel wanted these so badly. But she said to her, is it a small matter that you have taken away my husband? Would you take away my son's mandrakes also? Rachel said. And what's interesting about this is that, because she knew that, you know, basically Jacob loved Rachel so much more than Leah, that that's the way Leah felt, that her husband was taken away from her, even though she had given him six sons. And so when you take, Rachel said, then he may lie with you tonight in exchange for your son's mandrakes. When Jacob came from the field in the evening, Leah went out to meet him and said, you must come in to me, for I have hired you with my son's mandrakes. So he lay with her that night, and God listened to Leah, and she conceived and bore Jacob a fifth son. Again, you can see clearly God is in control of everything, guys, including whether you have a baby or not, right, is really a critical key thing, that God has supernatural. He can override the natural, whether somebody's barren or not, just like he did with Sarah, Isaac and Sarah early on, right? It's really amazing. God Almighty, the book clearly shows the supernatural power of the Lord God Almighty. And Leah said, God has given me my wages because I gave my servant to my husband. So she called his name Issachar. So I think I might have skipped them there. Okay, that's right. So this is Leah, another son, right? Directly from Leah this time. She went barren for a long time. That's why she gave Zilpah up to Jacob. Now she starts bearing children as she prays to God. And God listened to her. She prayed to the Lord God Almighty, and she got another son, and she named him Issachar. Again, another one of the tribes of Israel. Sounds like the word for wages or hire, right? And it's funny how they named literally these sons after, you know, how they were able to get them or how they were feeling. And Leah conceived again, and she bore Jacob a sixth son. Then Leah said, God has endowed me with good endowment. Now my husband will honor me because I have borne him six sons. So she called his name Zebulun. And Zebulun sounds like the Hebrew for honor. And she's hoping again back. Now she's back into, instead of trusting God and praising God like Judah, she's back into trying to get the approval of her husband, the approval of man, right? So you can see how the sin just comes in and out of Leah. Again, this is six sons plus the two that she got from her maidservant. After she bore a daughter and called her name Dinah. So here you have all these sons, and it appears that they didn't have any daughters until this time. Then God remembered Rachel, and God listened to her and opened up her womb. So you can imagine how Rachel, seeing eight children coming through Leah, and she only had two through her maidservant and had zero from her. How she just cried out to God and probably changed her heart. And God finally said, okay, I see your heart. I'm going to give you a child. She conceived and bore a son and said, God has taken away my reproach. And she called his name Joseph, saying, may the Lord add to me another son. And obviously this is the Joseph. And so this is a special, this is the Joseph that goes to jail. This is the Joseph with the many color coats, right? This is the Joseph that ends up leading Israel and saving Israel, right, by interpreting the dream of Pharaoh in the future. So this is a huge deal. So obviously Rachel was blessed with a mighty man of God in Joseph, and a big part of the Bible will come from Rachel's descendant, Joseph, in that whole tribe. Jacob's prosperity. As soon as Rachel had born Joseph, Jacob said to Laban, send me away that I may go to my own country. Give me my wives and my children for whom I have served you, and that I might go, for you know the service that I have given you. But Laban said to him, I have found favor in your sight. I have learned by divination that the Lord has blessed me because of you. So this is interesting. Divination, that almost sounds like, or have become rich and, right? This is like he was probably using secular versus godly things to do that, because divination, usually, and again, I think you can get divine knowledge from God, but this usually is in the context of using other ways, right? Witchcraft, etc. So he may not have been that godly of a man. And it talks about God, wooden gods he had that Rachel steals later. So probably Laban was not a man that was really after God's own heart like Jacob was here, because obviously Jacob became a very awesome man. He created the 12 tribes of Israel through Jacob and said, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He says over and over again. That's why we're studying this so much. It's critical as you understand the basics of these type of things to understand this and how it applies to today, right? The Lord has blessed me because of you. You name your wages, I'll give it. Jacob said to him, you yourself know how I have served you and how your livestock has fared with me. For you have little before I came, and it has increased abundantly. And the Lord has blessed you wherever I turned. I see Kent coming on awesome now. And now when I shall provide for your own household also. So when shall I provide for my own household also? Sorry, trying to rush it there. He said, what shall I give you? Jacob said, you shall not give me anything. If you will do this for me, I will again pasture your flocks and keep it. Let me pass through all your flocks today, removing from it every speckled and spotted sheep and every black lamb, and the spotted and speckled among the goats, and they shall be my wages. So my honesty will answer for me later. When you come to look into my wages with you, every one that is not speckled and spotted among the goats and black among the lambs is found with me shall be counted stolen. Laban said, good, let it be as you have said. But that day Laban moved all the male goats that were striped and spotted, making it almost impossible for Jacob to succeed in getting any wealth, right? And all the female goats that were speckled and spotted, everyone and that had white on it, and everyone that was black, and put them in the charge of his sons, and set a distance of 3 days' journey between himself and Jacob, and Jacob pastured the rest of Laban's flocks. So what's interesting about here is you'll see in these last verses here is he made it impossible for Jacob to get wealth out of his flock almost, right? But Jacob did some interesting things here that there's a lot of controversy about what it meant. But the bottom line is God caused speckled and spotted lambs to come out of all these white or black sheep. And he was able to get great wealth. So Jacob took fresh sticks and poplar and almond and plane trees and peeled white streaks in them, exposing the white of the sticks. He set the sticks that he had peeled in front of the flocks in the troughs, that is the watering places where their flocks came to drink. Now, later we find out Jacob had a dream from the God to say that he would get speckled and spotted lambs, and so that's why he did this deal, because he knew God would be blessing him. So I don't know if God also told him to do this. It's not from a perspective of biological, that wouldn't be anything exciting, but maybe it was an aphrodisiac or some sort. But the bottom line is God allowed this to work really well. And since they bred, when they came to drink, the flocks bred in front of the sticks, and to the flocks brought forth striped, speckled, and spotted. And Jacob separated the lambs and set the faces of the flocks toward the striped and all the black of the flock of Laban. And he put his droves apart and did not put them in Laban's flocks. When other stronger of the flock were breeding, Jacob would lay the sticks in the troughs before the eyes of the flock, that they might breed among the sticks. So here, I think God gave him the knowledge about how to get his own wealth out of Laban, who obviously was not a godly man, who had wooden gods, and divination was telling him that Jacob was blessed, right? But for the feebler of the flock, we would not lay them there. So the feebler would be Laban's and the stronger Jacob's. Thus this man came increased greatly and had large flocks, female servants and male servants, and camels and donkeys. So God is now providing, being a great provider for Jacob here. And again, all of it coming because he was chosen. not necessarily because he was great. His name at this time still means deceiver. But God is still blessing him. Just think about that. That is why he is worthy of our praise. Because despite our sin, while we are still sinners, Christ died for us. So we can now understand that he's going to give you speckled and spotted lambs despite your sin, despite your mess, as long as your heart is right. You are focused on him and you are worshiping him. He is going to be your great provider. And that's who we are going to worship right now with Kent. Kent, how are you doing?
I'm doing really good, Rick. I'm so blessed that you're doing this scripture, man. Hey, and I want to point out tonight, you said with your teaching on the B2T neighborhood, the Lord told you to not authenticate his word, but what is the phrase you use for that about the word? It's authentic, but you were saying the Lord gave you a specific word about teaching the...
It's
not coming to you?
I'm not sure if it's but my main thing that's really, really important is that we use our authority in Christ. I know that's what I'm going out to the world with, about the authenticity of the Bible, the reliability of the Bible, and after
that, the authenticity, that's the word. Yeah, yeah. Authenticity of the word.
Okay.
Because people just assume folks know that. They do not know that. Now, if they're under 40 or 35, they don't know about the authenticity of the word, bro. That is a huge thing. And tonight we're crying, Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna in the high. The Lord helps us. He saves right now. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the high. Come on, sing it out with me. Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna in the high, hallelujah. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the high. And these two verses, Rick, I see the King of Glory. He's coming on the clouds with fire. I see the King of Glory. He's coming on the clouds with fire, and the whole earth shakes. The whole earth shakes. I see his love and mercy. I see his love and mercy washing over all our sins. And the people on the stream were singing, the people say, well, Hosanna, Hosanna, my God, Hosanna in the high. God, you help and you save right now. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the high. Sing it again. And Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the high. Oh, it's awesome. Hosanna, Hosanna. All right, verse 2, I see a generation. We're going to make it to, let's use the ones that are 12 to 22. We've got the 24 to 34-year-olds, a millennial generation. I see they're rising up to take their place. It's a prayer point. I see a generation rising up to take their place. With selfless faith, here it is. I see a near revival. I see a near revival stirring as as we pray and see, we're on our knees. Do it again, I see a generation. Let's believe God for it tonight. I see a generation, yeah, rising up to take their place. They come with selfless faith, with self, and here it is, the near revival, yeah. I see a near revival stirring as we pray. See, we're on our, let this be our call to the Lord. Hosanna and Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, and Hosanna. Sang this when Jesus came in on the donkey into Jerusalem. They're crying out, Hosanna, Son of David. It's hooked right to worship and calling out to the Lord. We're going to do the bridge in just a second, but Hosanna or Hoshana means the same in the Hebrew or the Greek. God, we call on you to help us and save right now. I want you to unmute and say it with me. Lord, help us and save right now. Ready?
Lord,
help us, and save right now.
Lord, help us.
Do it again. Lord, help us.
Lord, help us
and save right now. Again,
Lord, help us.
We cry, right. Hosanna, right, Hosanna. Hosanna in the high. That was powerful, you guys. And Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the high. Again, Hosanna, Hosanna. Hosanna in the high. Woo! Hallelujah. Hosanna. Hosanna. That's beautiful. It's got power on it. Hosanna in the high. And here's the bridge, written by the female worship leader, Brooke Frazier. She said, let's make it a prayer bridge. A song of prayer, a prayer song. It goes, heal my heart and make it clean, Jesus. Open up my eyes to the things unseen. Show me how to love like you have loved me. Check it out, break my heart, Lord. Break my heart for what breaks yours. Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, and everything I am for your kingdom's cause. As I walk from earth into eternity. Lift it up again, heal my heart, yeah. Heal my heart and make it clean, oh. And open up my eyes to the things unseen. Show me how to love like you have loved me. My heart, yeah, and break my heart and everything I am for your kingdom's cause. As I walk from earth into eternity, Hosanna, Hosanna, hallelujah, hallelujah, Hosanna, Hosanna, hallelujah, hallelujah, Hosanna, Hosanna, hallelujah, hallelujah, Hosanna, Hosanna, hallelujah. Do it again, yeah. Hosanna, Hosanna, hallelujah, hallelujah, Hosanna, Hosanna, hallelujah. Come on, cry out before the Lord tonight. Hosanna, Hosanna, hallelujah, hallelujah, Hosanna. Now, Rick, just in the Holy Spirit, I see Ruth's picture. Ruth, I want you to unmute and pray over our nation, Hosanna. Whatever, I want you to collect your thoughts for a minute. She's a deep woman of God, intercessor for the King of Glory. So, Ruth, take just a second, collect your thoughts. And we're going to pray while you pray. We're praying, God, come now, help, save. Everything that Rick's been talking about, even the last couple months, Julie Green's words, Amanda. And then we'll see where we go after that. Ruth, are you ready?
You're muted now, Ruth.
Yeah, you're still muted. There we go.
She's looking up a verse or something. Ruth, did you know you're still muted? Just enough of you. Not sure she's.
Hey, yet. We got it. I'm sorry, right. I was having trouble getting it to work right. Sure, Hosanna, 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 Hosanna.
Wow.
Hosanna. Glory to God in the highest. Yes. Yes, Father.
Jesus.
Come upon this earth. I thank you for your latter day reign. I thank you for your glory.
Wow.
I thank you that you have chosen us to be vessels to hold that glory. Thank you for your reign. Thank you for your reign falling upon all flesh. We worship you. We worship you. You are holy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, that you feel the earth, that you feel the earth, that we, I just thank you that all fear is gone, that all fear is gone, that all eyes can see, all hearts can feel how very, very mighty you are, that you really are omnipotent. Thank you. Thank you. Just descend upon us with that knowledge, upon this whole earth. With yes. This knowledge of your mighty, mighty power, come rule this earth. Thank you. Thank you, precious, precious Savior, Jesus. Thank you. I can hear the raindrops falling. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen.
And I'm going to sing it, Ruth. We receive your latter rain. We receive your latter rain. The raindrops are falling again. The raindrops of your glory. We receive your latter rain, Lord. We receive your latter rain. The raindrops are falling again. Raindrops of your glory. We receive your latter rain, Lord. We receive your latter rain. Raindrops are falling again, yeah. Raindrops of your glory. We receive your latter rain. We receive your latter rain. Raindrops of your presence, Lord. Come on, lift it up before heaven and night. Yeah. We receive. receive your let it rain, Lord. We receive your let it rain. Raindrops are falling again. Raindrops of your glory, Lord. We receive your let it rain. We receive your let it rain. Raindrops are falling. Stay right here. Do it again. Let's lift it up before heaven tonight. We receive your let it rain. We receive you, let it rain. Raindrops are falling again. Raindrops of your glory, yeah. We receive you, let it rain. We receive you, let it rain, yeah. Raindrops of your glory. Just sing hallelujah. Hosanna, Hosanna, hallelujah. Hosanna, Hosanna, hallelujah. Hosanna, the let it rain. It's raining again all over the United States of America. Yeah, yeah, hallelujah. Hosanna, Hosanna, hallelujah. Hosanna, everybody pray it, yeah. Hallelujah. Hosanna, Hosanna, we receive your latter rain. We receive your latter rain. And God's fire away. It was the two of you that were in my heart in the spirit. God's fire away your best rounds now, praying Hosanna over America. We pray over all the nations, but specifically for our nation tonight. Whatever you got, big man. And then back to you, Rick.
Hosanna.
Woo!
Hosanna, Hosanna. To the Lamb of God who has taken away the sin of the world. I thank you, Lord, that I've seen three rainbows on the way where I'm at right now. One just left me here. And I turned my screen around because it's actually raining outside softly right now. It's hitting the windshield. So it's like I'm really feeling the experience of the Lord. We pray that you touch every soul. Touch us with your Holy Spirit and awaken us gently so that we can hear your voice. Show the world, Lord, that you are here. You've never left us. You've been here since the beginning, Lord. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for everything that you've done and everything that you're doing right now to awaken the population of this planet to an everlasting God. Wow. Who has always been here for us, leading us and guiding us in the way of truth, Lord. But we've looked other ways. We repent and we call on the name of Jesus Christ, the Word of God, to teach us, for His Holy Spirit, the Comforter, Jesus, to come to us and teach us each in our own way. Teach us, Lord, your ways. In Jesus' name, Lord. And we'll sing our praises to you. Jesus' yes. name. Hallelujah.
Amen. And Rick, I apologize. I forgot to cross over. Are we supposed to?
We're giving some free time for what we do backstage to those Woo! Front stage. Awesome. And I tell you what, this is part of what we do is we get in the Holy Spirit Jesus. River, it's called, Woo. Where the presence of God is here. And He loves praise and worship. And then we have that to the music. And then we do intercessory prayer. So we'll be doing that soon. Of intercessory prayer. So I invite you to join us backstage. Just go to blessedteach.com, go to the backstage tab. As many of you have been called to this ministry, this is where we're going to be calling down this cabal, calling down human trafficking. Jesus. We're going to be calling down what's happening underneath these our earth of these Baal worship and Moloch worshipers. We are going to be calling them down, and by the power and authority of Jesus and His shed blood, the name above all names is the authority and power given to us. We need to use that authority. So I'm going to pray right now. Please come and join us backstage. And then we'll cross over here in just a second. Heavenly Father, just thank you so much for everyone that's listening to my voice right now, front stage, backstage, with the recording. Lord, I pray a blessing on their life, Lord. But most of all, I pray they get involved in where you're calling them to. And if you're calling them to backstage, Lord, that they'll go explore that. Come, it's free for 30 days. Bring them in, Lord. We need more warriors for Christ in this group. Lord, people that really believe in the all nine gifts of the Spirit. In 2 Corinthians, it talks about that, right? Especially the gift of healing and the gift of miracles that we're seeing manifested right back here now over the last coming months. It's been amazing. If you're being called to into a ministry that's actually having impact on this world, not only for the people here, but on the future of the spiritual war that we're going to be fighting as we take down this cabal. Come and join us. And we call down by the authority and power of the name above all names, Jesus and his shed blood. By that power and authority, we call down this cabal right now. We call down Moloch and Baal and Baal sacrifices. We call that down now, Lord. We call whatever's happening underneath this earth with these elites and adrenochrome and everything that's happening there that people don't like to talk about. We call that down, Lord, and exposed. And we're going to see that happen in our lifetime, Lord, in this near term, as you, from a supernatural God, bring down the warring angels, bring in the military, come down and find these spaces and expose it by the mighty hand of your son, Jesus, and the power that he has, Lord. Thank you. We say these things in his name. All right, with that, we're going to cross over, guys. We really appreciate you hanging on here, and we would love to have you backstage every Monday, Thursday, and Friday. We go public Friday. At 6 p.m. CST, and after each show Monday and Thursday, come and join us. Welcome home. Also, free app, B2T Neighborhood, is where we congregate and we chat.
Thank you, Lord.
And we have groups that are doing powerful things together, and they're learning how to pray and learn how to ask for these gifts that I'm talking about. So make sure you download B2T Neighborhood on your phone or go to b2tneighborhood.com. That's b2tneighborhood.com. God bless you guys. And we will catch you tomorrow night. And I did want to just do a quick turbo prayer. I'm sorry, for Ben Carson. Lord, we just pray for whatever happened to Ben,
Lord,
and the emergency that he hit. Lord, we pray for that situation right now. We can't wait to have Ben on the show to give us truth and knowledge. And we say these things in my name of Jesus Christ. With that, we'll see you guys tomorrow night. Those of you who have a backstage pass, come and join us. God bless.